it had never rained on the earth. You can tell how much faith Noah had. They had never seen rain. So when the rain came down, it poured. In Genesis chapter 7, verse 17. Now the flood was on the earth 40 days. The waters increased and lifted up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The Lord opened the fountains, windows of heaven. In verse 11 of chapter 7. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and it rained and rained on the earth. You must understand what the world was like before that. Look at Genesis chapter 1, cross-reference. Verse 6. When God made the world, He says, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide, notice, the waters from the waters. Now what does He mean, divide the waters from the waters? He hasn't made the land yet. The land only was made in verse 9. There was no land yet. So what God made was, when God spoke, there was a watery earth. And then God said, let there be a firmament, a division between the waters and the waters. In other words, God made a circle of water around the earth as an atmosphere. And then on the earth, there was also water. Visualize a ball of water and then surrounded by a sphere of water with a gap between them. Then when God called the land into being, that was when the land came forth. And if you were around in Adam's time, and you look up into the sky, all you will see is like looking out a thick glass of thick window of glass. God made the first air condition, earth. It was all air conditioned. I mean, we were surrounded by a glass of water. Temperature was just perfect. No rain. How did God water the plant? It tells us in Genesis 2, God caused a mist to come out and water the earth. What we have in the morning dew is only a small, tiny drop in the ocean of what it was like of Genesis 2. That was how the earth was watered. It was cooler. You can imagine how much water vapor was in the air. When it's slightly cool, the condensation could take place easily, scientifically, in great big drops for all the plants. So in Noah's time, that circle of water about the earth was broken. It all came down. So my friends, it didn't just rain. It flooded. Your umbrellas wouldn't help you. Because when they look up, it didn't just rain, cats and dogs, or thunderstorm. When they look up, it was a big, huge Niagara Falls coming down. Boom! And destroy everything in its path. It must be God's hand over the ark that preserved the ark. Say, how do we prove all these things? You have the scripture for it. And also you will notice, after the flood, God made the rainbow as a sign of the covenant. Everyone who has been to school knows that a rainbow is caused by the scattering of light through water droplets in the air. We know that's what a rainbow was. I'm sure you don't read the Bible and think that all God did was hang a sign, you know. He asked Gabriel to color a rainbow and hang it, you know. That's my cover. Because he said, all the days of the earth, it must be still there. We all know that a rainbow could be scientifically produced. So we know that before Noah's flood, they had never seen a rainbow. Because only a limited amount of light was permitted through. Stained glass. And look up. So thick was the glass of water above them. But after Noah's flood, there was a rainbow. They had never seen a rainbow before. My friends, it was a different earth when Noah came out. When they came out from the ark, 8 of them, they look up. Hey, the sky is different. Of course it's different. There's no more shield of glass, of water protecting them. And they look up, they say, hey, what are those white things floating about? Clouds, la. Which we all take to be a part of life. But they don't have clouds. They only have a piece of glass of water up there. It was a different earth. Second major event that happened in the flood. See, all these things affect our life up to today. Look at verse 11 of chapter 7. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep were broken. Notice the timing there. Whenever the Bible puts 600 and second month and 17th day of the month, all these things are not decorations inside. They have spiritual truth. They are not to fill up the white space there between the black space. Notice that it's the second month, the 17th day of the month. In the 600th year of Noah's life. Look at chapter 8. Verse 4. Then the ark rested in the 7th month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. Right? So that tells you that the ark was floating about for 5 months. 2nd month, 17th day of the month, to 17th of the 7th month. So it's 5 months. 5 months. That's the period of time. The rain, first 40 days, and then the waters continue on the earth. Now that time period of 5 months, in verse 24 and verse 3, in the Bible says is 150 days. Do you notice that? It's 150 days. If you divide carefully, you will notice that it only gives you 30 days per month. 30 days per month. 30 perfect days. Now that's the second major thing that happened. When God created the earth was perfect. The North Pole was where the North Pole was. North was where North was. The earth was straight. Perfect. And it possibly revolved around the sun in exactly 360 days a year. So easy to count. But when God judged the earth, and the waters about the earth crashed down, the impact of it, see, the earth is round. In case you didn't know the earth is round, the Bible is the book that says the earth is round. Isaiah chapter 40, the circle of the earth. Too bad in the Dark Ages those Christians didn't read the Bible. It was the Christians in the Dark Ages who said the earth was flat. So, the earth is round. And so, the waters, when it crashed down on the earth had such a shock, a stroke, heart attack. And then after the shock and the heart attack and the stroke, a major stroke, there were no ambulances that could carry the earth. And then the earth, from that day onwards, is now slanting. And its orbit around the sun is affected. It now leans around the sun 365 and a quarter days. And it is because of the tip of the earth that we have the four seasons. The four seasons that are experienced in the temperate zones, that are winter, summer, spring, and autumn, were never experienced in
the Garden of Eden. They only had perfect temperature.
Proof for that, when they came out from the ark in chapter 8, for the first time, God talked about winter and summer. See, God never made the earth with a Sahara desert temperature compared with an Arctic climate. Make us all like polar bears on one end and nomads on the other. God never made the earth like it is today. We study the earth in its fallen state. This is the original earth that God made. Chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remains seed time and harvest, cold and heat. Now, he never mentioned such a thing in the book of the Garden of Eden. Now the earth is cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. Now look, cold and heat, winter and summer. One scripture that came very close to that is the word, you know, the seasons that was in the Garden of Eden. But seasons refer to fruit-bearing season. See, we use the word season in two ways, to refer to the four seasons or to fruit-bearing season. But here's a special time when God brought those Hebrew words that refer to summer and winter, cold and heat. And every student knows that the four seasons are caused by the till of the earth. After Noah's flood, bang, the earth had such a shock. See, it's now haven't recovered from the stroke yet. It's limping. Even the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8 that the earth groans. I'm not making it up. Read Romans 8. Paul said even the creation groans. So after the flood, when the waters crashed down, the earth said, "Ayo, ayo, ayo." All those days, going around the sun in the tilted manner. That was the second major thing that still affects our life today. The third major thing that happened in the flood is in chapter 9. God for the first time told Noah, verse 3 and 4, "Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as a green herb, but you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood." For the first time, God allowed and sanctioned the eating of meat. Before Noah's time, all vegetarian. Lamb chops began in Genesis 9. They end at the rapture. The marriage supper of the lamb is not lamb chops. So from that time onwards, say, why did God allow? Because when Adam, you could imagine, when Noah came out from the ark, he looked at the sky, it was different. And when they came out, it must be cold. They say, hey, this is a different earth, lah. Then in the daytime, perhaps it was so hot. And God knew that man to survive need in that hostile earth, need a different diet. So God said, you can now eat meat. Just permitted. For some of you, if you were there, say, oh, hallelujah. After that, you see, if you eat meat, you notice how hot you are. And those who live in the Arctic Circle, the Eskimos, they eat meat raw. It was their only survival, their means of sustenance. It was a different earth when they came out. Same earth, but different conditions. The fourth major thing, you see, after Noah's flood, all these things started. Chapter, we look at the book of Genesis, chapter 10. Verse 25. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg,
For in his days the earth was divided.